How to find organisms. A bioblitz identifies a certain environment and what lives within that environment. People taking part in a bioblitz need to be good observers. Animals, plants, and fungi can be difficult to see. They may be tiny, camouflaged, shy, or nocturnal, so scientists use a variety of tools and techniques to find organisms. Plants. To identify a plant, you need to look at how it grows and at the shape of leaves. You may also need to look closely at flowers, seeds, or the roots. To identify different types of ferns, you may need to collect spores and look at them under a microscope. Don't forget to look closely at the ground, because some plants are tiny and can go unnoticed. Invertebrates. To find creatures like spiders, centipedes, mites, and snails, you will need to look under rocks in the soil and under plants. You will need to look during the day and at night. You may need to use sweep nets, torches, pit traps, malaise traps, or burlesque funnels to catch invertebrates. Fungi. The fruiting bodies of fungi such as mushrooms, brackets, and puffballs can be found on trees, logs, litter, and soil. Microfungi will not be visible, but plants may show symptoms of infection in leaves. Scientists can also analyze soil samples. Bacteria. Scientists can use agar to grow bacteria and then look at what has grown under a microscope. Bats. Bats are difficult to see and hear. Scientists use bat detectors to pick up the high frequency sounds that bats make when they are flying and feeding at night. Birds. Often it is easier to find birds during early morning or evening. You will need to stay still and quiet to see birds, and binoculars may be useful. Fish. Scientists use specially designed nets and traps for fish. Electric fishing may also be used by experts to temporarily stun fish so they can be identified. Skinks and geckos. Pit traps can be set with food to attract skinks and geckos and left overnight. Like all traps, it is important to make sure these are monitored and animals are released as soon as possible. Tracking tunnels. Tracking tunnels are baited with food such as peanut butter. They use ink so that any animal that walks through the tunnel leaves their footprints behind. Possums, hedgehogs, rats, stoats, and cats. These introduced animals can be identified by finding scat or poo, tracks and signs of feeding on plants. Cage traps, motion cameras, and tracking tunnels can also be used. You will need to look for these animals at night. You can take photos and use iNaturalist to help record and identify plants and animals during your bioblitz.